The nor'easter that's been soaking the region and generating high winds is especially challenging for New Jersey and Delaware beach towns and other regions that are prone to tidal flooding. WHYY's Tom McDonald joins us with an update on the storm's impact. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jen. Most of the places are getting it from both sides, the bayside and the beach side. Got a new video coming in of 9th Street in Ocean City, New Jersey, where the erosion from this heavy waves and storm are really ripping out the areas near the boardwalk. The backside of the bayside, I should say, is where the flooding's coming, all the way down to Wildwood, all the way up to Atlantic City, and even further north. This is a north and east focused storm. That's why they call it a nor'easter, and is going to be for at least the rest of today, and then they will do the assessment as to just how bad the damage is. Jen?
Okay, yes. Thank you, Tom McDonald, reporting. And the AC rail service is suspended due to the weather between Atlantic City and 30th Street Station. In other news, State Treasurer Stacey Garrity has offered loans to agencies in need of state funds, but the move has drawn the ire of Democratic lawmakers amid the state budget impasse. Republicans control the state Senate. Democrats say the GOP is drawing out the stalemate to hurt Governor Shapiro, while Garrity uses the loans to strengthen her prospects of challenging him next year. Republican Kim Ward says the Attorney General signed off on the loan program.
He approved it. She does have the ability to do this. This is a short-term fix, hopefully short-term fix, and soon everyone will have their money.
Democrats contend the loans take pressure off the GOP to reach a final budget deal. Penn State head football coach James Franklin is out of a job after his team lost Saturday to Northwestern. The Nittany Lions have been essentially eliminated from college football playoff contention. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
Terry Smith will serve as the interim head coach for the rest of the season after the Nittany Lions started the season 3-3. Franklin went 104-45 during his 11-plus seasons at Penn State, but only managed a 4-21 record against top 10 teams. Franklin will get nearly $50 million in a contract buyout after he signed a 10-year extension in 2021. Penn State will have to pay Franklin's base salary of $500,000, supplemental pay of $6.5 million, and an insurance loan of $1 million until 2031. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Also in sports, it's the Philadelphia Flyers hosting the Florida Panthers tonight in their season home opener. Your Philadelphia forecast starts with rain coming down now in the area, 56 degrees in Philly. We'll get a daytime high of 58. It will be really windy at times with occasional rain, that high of 58. Winds could occasionally gust up to about 40 miles per hour.